This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Places and things, all about today, Wednesday, the 20th of December. Did you know that today is, in fact, without doubt, I give you this information without hesitation, the shortest day of light during the year? Tomorrow is the first day of winter officially, so we have that to celebrate. If that, the thing that I like celebrating about it, ladies, is that it means the thing, the reality turns around, the days start getting longer and longer, and before long we'll be planting seeds and mowing the grass and baling hay. Hooray! It is two-thirds of the way through the month of December. A couple of more days, it'll be Christmas Eve, celebrating the end of the year, the beginning of a new year. All kinds of things are moving, hopefully, in the right direction for you. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to this hour of the DJV Show without Jay. One more day. She says she has a fever still, so she'll be back around tomorrow. Meanwhile, Victoria Keelan is here, and Kara Schillen. Victoria has the trending items that seem to be on a lot of people's minds, so where are we going with that, Miss Victoria?
Well, the big...
Miss Victoria.
Thanks. The big item, of course, is the Senate. That's trending on number one on Twitter. They passed the biggest tax reform in 31 years. Still kind of up for debate as to how it will affect people in various tax brackets and various income levels and things like that. But that, of course, is making big news. And then the other thing that's trending is Cardinal Bernard Law has died at the age of 86.
Good.
That name doesn't ring a bell. He was, of course, the disgraced archbishop in the whole Catholic Church.
It sounds horrible for me to say that. Yeah, because I'm from Boston. He was the Cardinal of Boston. He was a subhuman, cretinous, and the fact that they, he was, when this Pope got into office, if that's what they call it, in service, he was asked, and I'm told that he sort of was trying to figure out how to marginalize Law, because he was the worst example of the pedophile problem, and I don't know whether he was in a home by then or not. There is, you know, the fact that Law, if you don't remember the story, I remember it like it was yesterday. He was always an arrogant SOB. Anyway, I remember when I was doing local radio here, he was around for a long time, and he just felt like he was the Pope of Boston. And Boston's a heavily Catholic community, and people revered him because of his position, not because of, it was more what he was rather than who he was, because he was a very unlikable guy. And so he had all, there were all kinds of rumors about him, and then these priests who were on his staff, and then the priests that were out in the community. And so as the Law got at, is not meant to be punny, but as officialdom realized, the Boston police and politics, they didn't want anything to do with this. They didn't want to touch it because it's like the third rail. It is the Catholics in Boston, how dare you, you know, running politicians out of town. But they couldn't ignore it anymore because it was so obvious. The Globe Spotlight. Remember that movie?
The Spotlight movie, right. Yep.
That was about the Globe uncovering all of the stuff that Law had done to protect all these priests. And they couldn't, after that article appeared in the Globe, they couldn't any longer let it be. The day that article came out in the Globe, Law got on a plane for Italy and never came back. He went
to
the Vatican.
And that's where he died. He was hospitalized in Rome, and that's where he died. Yep.
Yeah. So, and he was responsible for the misery of so many young boys. I'm talking about hundreds, if not thousands, boys, and that is the kind of stuff that gave and still gives the Catholic Church a black eye, even though they have somebody there who's a real leader, trying his best, I think, to deal with this. Mm. And then, you know, the chips fall where they may. I noticed
even after he resigned, the thing that a lot of people are outraged by, or were, maybe remained outraged, is that the Vatican, once he fled to Italy, the Vatican actually appointed him to run a major basilica in Rome.
Right.
And so they kind of, even though he had resigned in total shame, they still protected the priests and still reassigned him to something else rather than excommunicating him or just shunning him.
He actually signed that letter while he was going down the ramp to get on the plane. Mm. Nobody knew he was getting on a plane, because if they had known he was getting on a plane, they would have arrested him. But in tribute, this is another example of how powerful the church was, or is still, to a point. Although younger people that I know that are Kara's age and your age, Victoria, just have very little participation in the church. The way that they're bringing some people in to the church, and I don't know that this is deliberate or not. Yesterday I noted that there was a story, and I sort of just went over it because I look at hundreds of different things a day, and I think, okay, is this worth spending our time on or not? It was a story about a priest who announced to his congregation on Sunday that he was gay. I mean, I don't think that's any news. Most of the, I shouldn't say most, that's not fair.
Was he Catholic?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right, yeah. But there was a big to-do made of it because of where he was. And maybe I'll Google it quickly. As I said, I wasn't planning on putting it into the docket here. Mm-hmm. But bringing this up sort of brings me around to that. And what I read between the lines was that he did it because he felt it would allow or enable or invite more people who are gay to come into his congregation. And the flocks, you know, the old story about anybody and everybody is welcome in the church. I'm not sure that that's true, but that's what they say. So anyway, that's a sort of a blunt way of starting the conversation here. But Bernard Law was a bad guy, and I believe that there is that life goes on, and he may come back as a rat.
Well, on social media, if he ever cared about that at 86, I doubt it. But it's a whole lot of ding dong, the witch is dead.
Yeah,
so
it's a lot of it. I said there's plenty of that.
Yep,
stuff.
Yep, exactly.
Yep. Okay. I take a deep breath because there are so many other things that are going on that I want to touch on. This Bitcoin thing. I just started talking about that on the air, and look at what's going on. Not because I talked about it. The thing you mentioned, the bill, stocks have been trading higher all week. Dow Jones average was up 168 points, and some other things, the S&P gaining, NASDAQ advancing. These things all look like they have there's a big impact here on this, and I've still not figured it out. I listened to some of the debate last night, but what's so obvious is it's become a polarizing political baseball game. Back and forth, throw the ball over here, throw it over there. So those of us who are trying to figure it out and want to know where we stand, you really can't. Unless you spend, this bill is 14,000 pages or some other ridiculous thing? So trying to understand it. I talked to my accountant yesterday about it because of some real estate things that I'm involved in and wondering what the impact is, because I got hit with a tax bill last year. That was the biggest tax bill I ever had in my life. And it's this sort of thing that's going on now seems to, is. I think you and I talked about this, Victoria, because Jennifer and you and I were talking about buying a house. You're the perfect age, but yet this doesn't give you enough incentive. And that's one of the things that I did read between the lines, four or five commentaries from people that I respected that are, you know, money people. There's some people that are on Bloomberg that really kind of know what's going on in the world of money, suggest that fewer people will be able they won't, because it isn't as good to own a home now. It isn't the great American dream anymore. And if there's anything that's socially changes the landscape. All of the people who are my age, under me, over me, thought that the demonstration of success when it came to the American dream was owning a house. And now, this goes a long way to changing that. My daughter and her husband are in their 40s. They don't own their house, and they make good money between the two of them. Victoria, you and your husband do not own a house, and you make good money. You're not rich, but you're not gonna. Nobody's gonna have to have a benefit for you this week. But you choose to live in New York, and you can't buy a house in New York unless you got a lot more money than you have.
Oh God, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and Kara's a kid coming along. Most kids that when I was your age, Kara, I owned a home. I bought a house. I had and
my mom was 23 when she bought her first home.
Yep, I was 23.
And I've never
lived in an apartment in my life. I lived at home, took care of my mother. She died. I bought a house.
Well, I guess that's not. I'm saying wow, but that's because I'm in New York City and everyone lives in an apartment. That's not abnormal if you're outside of a city.
Right.
But that's the thing. It's, you know, there's so much talk about millennials and kids coming right out of college and living at home with their parents because they either can't get a job or the jobs they get, they don't have enough money to move out. So, and then cut to 10 years later when someone's like in early to mid 30s, and at that point you should have enough money to buy a house. And
you'd like to think. Yeah.
None of my friends have houses. Not a single one.
You know, what's interesting though is that while I don't think I could buy a house right now, even if I wanted to, I think that a lot of people, because they're getting married later in life and having kids later in life, like the idea of I don't want to live in a house, because if I live in a house, that means I have to stay in that place until I don't know, pay off the mortgage or do whatever.
Right.
So the good thing about living in an apartment is that I can hop around from city to city if I decide that, you know, you want to do this crazy thing. You're not stuck in one place.
And I never wanted a house before I was married or thinking about getting married either. And I don't really want a house right now, but it's something that with this tax bill, the way it came out for New York, New Jersey, Chicago, Illinois, you can say as a state, and California, taking away the ability to write off the mortgage interest is just, I get it. It's a Republican bill, and those are blue states that they don't care about, but wow. You're really screwing a lot of people over in my age demographic and in my location. I'm just so surprised because that's going to come back to bite everybody. That's not just a Democrat Republican thing. That's going, like you said, Doug, that's going to come back to bite everybody when an entire generation, the upper end of the millennials, the lower end of Gen Y, Gen X, if they don't have houses, where are they going to go?
Yeah, this is seen as, and maybe my local, the cloak and dagger here in my local situation, we have four huge apartment buildings being built or converted here in Framingham, which is a town of 70,000. It'll be a city in a week. And there is, three of them are supported. One of them kind of isn't. And then there was a proposal for another big apartment complex, which would have been built, and it still may have, an apartment complex in a huge industrial retail park where people want, in this circumstance, to work where they live and vice versa. And it was turned down, at least on first blush. We'll see what happens in the new administration. But it just is, people want, the younger group of people want to have flexibility and freedom, don't want to be tied down, as you suggested, Kara, and that's the way it's going. People are not tied down. So, interesting food for thought. 20 past the hour here on the DJV Show.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services. Staples is open 7 days a week and has all the mailing and shipping supplies you need. Staples. Shop, ship, smile. And right now, get 10% off UPS shipping services. Valid through 12/30/17. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Thank you. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Popular holiday songs this year. I actually quite like this song.
I love it.
Yeah. This is George Michael and Wham's contribution to pop Christmas music going back to 1984. There are a lot of songs that every year we talk about, they sort of become ubiquitous, especially if you're tuning into one of those stations. There are 160 playing Christmas music around the country this time of year. So Billboard has a Holiday 100 chart, which was started 6 or 7 years ago. And so we're going to go through the top 10 songs this year being played the most on the radio, in fact. And not Pandora, not Spotify, and not on Sirius, but on the radio. Number 10 is this song from the group Wham. And it was, I think, this year. Didn't Taylor Swift do a version of this?
Gwen Stefani has it on her new Christmas album. It's great.
Yeah, Taylor Swift has a version, but I think that came out like 5 or so years ago.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's number 10. Number 9, as I play Ron Radio here, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Doug Stephan Countdown of the top songs on the list. Bing Crosby from 1943. Movie was Holiday Inn.
Like the ones I
this sounds like it did come out of a tin can, doesn't it? that's the quality, but the song itself was great. His voice was boom. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the best-selling single of all time. Of all categories, of any kind of music. It's like the Bible is the biggest-selling book of all time. So that's number 9. Number 8 on the list of the top 10 is from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, becoming popular the last, 20 years or so? This they debuted in 96, 21 years ago. A This is a medley of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen and Carol of the Bells. Carol of the Bells, Carol of the Bells, Carol of the Bells, Carol of the Bells, Carol of the Bells. This I like too. So far, I'm with this list. All right, we got to hurry up and get through this. Number seven, Andy Williams, another great Christmas song.
Wonderful time.
Yep, you would have guessed this would be in the top ten. Number seven, it's been on the list for 50 years. He recorded this in 1963. No signs of fatigue whatsoever. It's the most wonderful time of the year, thanks to Andy Williams. Number six on the list, another favorite for years and years. This was released in 1964 by Burl Ives.
I don't know if there'll be snow.
It's Sam the Snowman.
Have a cup of tea.
The narrative of the first video version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And this is just great. It is. Number six. Number five, another one that everybody loves. Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. I wonder if he ever had another song.
Oh, yeah, he's had a lot of songs, a lot of hits. But not since the 70s, late early 80s, probably. But this one is how he's most well known. And you just Google him and you see three or four of the songs that you'll recognize. Number four, Bobby Helms. This is an old timer, 1956. Jingle Bell Rock at the beginning of the rock era. Jingle Bell Rock and Jingle Bell Time. Number three, no surprise here either, with Nat King Cole's Christmas song right there. Mel Torme wrote this, and he recorded it, but it never did as well as the Nat King Cole version.
Yuletide Carol.
Beautiful. Beautiful
sung by choir.
This was recorded the year before he died.
And folks,
and he died at 46.
Like
wow.
Eskimo.
Had lung cancer, smoking the damn cools.
Everybody knows.
Number two, this is no surprise either.
Christmas tree and the Christmas party.
Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas. She was 13 years old when she recorded this.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, it really
13,
is.
Wow.
Yep. She's still around, too, by the way. I don't know how much she's singing, but she's still around. Anyway, I don't know that there's any surprise here either. Number one most requested and listened to song, Mariah Carey. So popular, it's in the Hot 100 every December and stays there through the season. 29 past the hour here on the DJB Show.
Put the onus on yourself. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. All too often, when our communication doesn't go the way we planned, we have a tendency to blame the misunderstanding or miscommunication on others. But the problem with doing that is this. We cannot control others. We can only control ourselves. So if we put the onus for clear communication on others, well, then the whole thing is out of our hands. But if we shoulder the complete responsibility for doing everything we can to communicate clearly, then we can accurately evaluate whether or not there's anything we can do differently or if there's any way for us to improve. We cannot change others, but we can change ourselves. So try putting the onus of responsibility for your communication on you, and you might just be surprised at how astoundingly transformative that can be. For more on communication, visit Dr. Christian Conti.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To know you better this Christmas. And
today is Go Caroling Day. For those of you who follow those things, Wednesday, December 20th, 2017. Long history at this time of year, caroling. It's really kind of a fun, the fact that singing is so good for us. And you don't have to really be good at singing to sing the Christmas carols that you like. So, as it moves from...
Though.
Well, right, give us an example, Victoria, of you singing your favorite Christmas carol.
No.
Oh, come on.
Nope, I am not... No. Not a singer, and no, it doesn't work on the radio.
How about you, Kara? Well, that doesn't mean just because it doesn't work, you shouldn't do it.
That is exactly what that means, and I will also take a pass on this one.
Really? Well,
and this
sing
is not
yourself.
An invitation, by the way, for you to go, well, I'll sing then.
Yes, I'll sing. We went through the list of the top 10 songs that are so beloved. The sacred stuff is cool. The spiritual things are nice. But the secular Christmas music is just what gets me charged up. And I'm beginning. It's taken me a long time this year to sort of get into it. But I'm enthused because tomorrow I'm going to California, spend the weekend, and next week with my children and my grandson. So that's all good, as far as I'm concerned. My daughter doesn't like to sing. My son doesn't like to sing. My daughter did sing, though. She used to sing the Messiah, and every year she'd take great delight in having me come to school to watch her in the performance of the Messiah, because she knew I loved it. I sang it every year when I was in college, and I did with some choral groups around here, sang it for a long, long time. It's just one of those, especially when you get to the Hallelujah chorus, there are so many different great stories as a part of the Messiah. But then you get into the creative genius of Handel, and it's like you're figuring out, or you try to figure out, and it's not something that I've had success with, when you any one of these great composers, whether they be current or from that era, or you go back to Mozart and Beethoven and whatever, Bach. I'm trying to figure, how do you look at a piece of paper and imagine in your mind what something will sound like? And then you put that dot on a piece of paper, and you put a lot more dots on a piece of paper, and somebody grabs a piano or a violin or a guitar, anything, and they look at that piece of paper, and they can find that note, and it sounds like this. And the guy who put it on the paper knew what it was going to sound like in his head. It gives you a headache just thinking about it. But then the benefits, maybe we should go further with this rather than just the benefits of singing, the benefits of music. But what it does for me anyway, and I think what it does to a lot of people who love to sing, who are good. I bet you every time I saw a bit of Britney Spears singing on some show last night, I don't remember what it was, but she was singing a Christmas song, and it just sort of struck me as I thought of her and other people that I've seen singing. I think I had this conversation with Justin Hayward, as a matter of fact, from the Moody Blues once in an interview, or just a conversation we were having about music and what it did for him. He's a very spiritual guy, and he said that it raised his vibration, and that means something to some people, and it doesn't mean anything to other people. But your body actually is better the more you sing. Seriously, now, I can ask, there have been studies that have been done by good medical, really respected medical communities, that talk or focus in on singing and what it does for you. Breathing, for example, moves your energy around inside your body. It's very good for your lungs, your diaphragm, for the head. And then the sort of thing that especially fourth and fifth grade seems to be the time when youngsters really begin to sing and understand what singing is. But when you think about this Christmas music, even, we can go back to that Christmas list, what it does for your heart and your mind. I listen to some of that stuff, and immediately I become emotional because, excuse me, it means something to me. Maybe it doesn't mean anything that actually happened. It just touches something in me. And I think there's such a thing. I remember taking a music class in college called The Mathematics of Music. I loved. And if you think about the eight notes, and that's all there is, and yet you add up all of the various things that are on the page from, if you're singing to the tenors, the sopranos, the baritones, the basses, and that sort of thing, and how there's a different line for each one of them, and again, somebody has figured that out in their head. I don't know, I don't want to get off on a toot here, because I do sometimes. This is the nature of the talent of being able to sing. If you have a voice, I think you ought to celebrate life more by singing. I find that. I love to sing in the car. I can't do it on the tractor because I couldn't hear anything anyway, and I don't have anything to. I have to find the pitch. If I'm in a situation where there's music, I gotta have. I do. I have to find the pitch.
Oh, we believe you. Yeah.
Oh, see, come on.
I love to sing too, but I sing with music and I sing lower than the music, so I can hear the music and not myself.
Well, you have an alto voice. You're an alto. Your voice is an alto, and your singing voice, I'm sure, is an alto. Okay, so we've got that taken care of. May we go back? What? I'm asking permission. This is the TJV show, and the D is first, so I don't have to ask permission. But it's nice to bring everybody into the loop. This whole business about the tax bill and what we really know and what we really want to tell folks who may not be up to date, this is a trillion and a half dollar measure. And apparently it violated some rules. So they had to fix that, and now it goes back to the House again today to vote again, right? Before it goes to be signed, excuse me. Am I right on that, Victoria?
Apparently, yeah. I didn't even know about that. Well, either way, it's going to pass, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. And so here's, I'm going to read into this again, and I'm not trying to beat, this isn't a dead horse at all, but I am frustrated because I think they either do it all or they just kill it all and go to a sales tax. The income tax has always been, in my mind, there's preferential treatment for some people by its very nature. And the most rewarded group under the tax code that now exists or prior to this vote have been homeowners, encouraging people to get into their first homes, and then they trade up as they get older. The mindset of people as they first hear they're qualified for a mortgage and then they buy a home, take care of it. The thing that I think about this, there's a whole cottage industry, and I don't want to get into the weeds too much here, but I can see where there are people who would be for trying to get rid of some of this stuff if they own huge interests in these apartment companies, big, huge companies like Avalon. Every city now in the country, medium and big, has an Avalon housing development. It's an apartment complex that has the standards are set and the buildings are the same no matter where you are. If you see Avalon, it's like Chevrolet. You know what you're getting if you buy a Chevrolet. You know what you're getting if you go to an apartment that's owned by Avalon. And so this is there's more to this than meets the eye or the ear, because I think these people behind the scenes were working this bill so that these big companies, I'm back into the same, you can call me crazy, but the huge companies that have ruined pretty much every business that exists in my mind, they certainly have ruined agriculture for guys like me. And they've ruined radio for guys like me. I'm a loser on both fronts, in a manner of speaking, because it negatively affected the work that I've put into both of those fields over the course of my life. And so I see this as a way to, A, accommodate a lot of people that don't either want to own a home or can't afford to own a home, but then there's a forced issue here, as we discussed, Victoria, of not allowing people, in a sense, doesn't say that, but it doesn't incentivize you to go buy a house. So I'm wondering what that's going to do to the construction industry, which is first and foremost the arbiter of where the economy stands. The economy is good because the housing market is good. And if the housing, well, that is selling homes. So if we stop selling homes, or according to the analysis that I saw, close to 14% of those who are eligible now to buy a home are not eligible or won't under the new bill. So what does that do to the building of homes?
Well,
right now, there's a big push on.
Good luck. I guess all the super rich who are getting a tax break with this bill, the onus is on them to keep buying houses and building new ones, because the younger generation certainly isn't going to be able to keep up that part of the economy. If you look at the economy as, you know, a Jenga tower, if we're on the bottom rung and there's no foundation, then the older generation with more money, you guys better live a lot longer and keep the economy going, because you can't rely on us to do it.
Yeah, you'll be dependent on me for the rest of your lives.
Well, I hate to say that, Doug, but, you know, yeah, my parents are probably like, oh, great, my kids are going to be on us forever.
Well, no, okay.
But think about it this way. But here's one other thing that's really scary that my mom actually mentioned. My parents are in their upper 60s, so it's not really an issue now. But both of my parents have said, well, wait a minute, if neither of our kids own a place, where do we go? They're in a home. We can't afford to put them in a home, because if rent is, let's say, an average now for a one-bedroom in New York City,
I don't think
where we live,
people are thinking this
month,
part of it through, because they'll become wards of the state, just like a lot of other people who haven't, you know, you don't think it through with all the robots. How many? Who's going to find jobs for all these people?
Well,
who's
but I'm just saying, but just in terms of taking care of your parents, if you know, let's say something happened to you. You told me that there's no bedroom for you at your daughter's house.
Nope.
And your son lives with a roommate. So let's just say something happened to you. Now, you have the means to take care of yourself, but what if you're just like a regular retired person who didn't save enough money? Like
a group home.
Right. So that's where our parents are going to end up. These are the types of things that people don't really think about, I think, when we have these super
that's
wealthy.
I just said what I did about the what I just said about the big housing change from owning your home to having an apartment in places like Avalon.
Right. But these are also things that the super wealthy in Washington who are writing these stupid bills, this is not affecting them.
Well,
that's why so many people feel disenfranchised in my generation. Well, it doesn't matter if you're left or right. There's such a disconnect between the people that are quote-unquote representing us and actually what real life is. And that's where you're going to see...
'Twas ever thus, as my mother used to say. That's the nature of power and control. That's the nature of religious power and control, thus the Bernard Law thing and why that happened. It's the nature of political. It's the nature of economic control and power. The very nature of all of it, people rail against those who have versus those who don't. I never go down that road because I think, and it's not because nobody's going to ever have to have a benefit for me, but what I have, I created on my own. And I'm proud of what I have done, and I will never lower my head if somebody says, well, you got all that money. No, I do a lot with the money. I never have any cash because I'm using it to help people find jobs in their field. I help a lot of people who are, in terms of the agricultural world, in need of support. That's what I choose to do with the money that I've made. So I never have any real cash. And then so I get into the same situation you were just talking about, that if you get into a pinch, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Well, I can figure my way out of it.
But you're a different. I'm talking about the average American. I'm talking about like regular people who are just maybe living paycheck to paycheck and maybe have done that their whole lives. Maybe they've got a little bit of savings in there, but it's not something that they're just retiring and they're going to a second home in Florida or whatever. I mean regular people. That's the kind of stuff when their kids don't have a leg up because their parents can't buy them their first house or. Give them a down payment.
Yeah.
This is the trickle down that's trickling in the wrong direction. And that's the kind of stuff that's going to, I think we're going to see. If this type of bill stays in place, that's what you're going to start to see.
Well, the other side of it is, and it doesn't seem, this is the problem. We have the pendulum swinging too far from each side instead of going to the middle, where there's something that accommodates you and something that accommodates me. Right now, I don't know. The only good thing that I see in this bill is that it does away with most of the death tax, which is then going to benefit you. Because when your parents die, Victoria, they're not going to have to pay so much in taxes.
No, but that's a myth. If you have less than $1 million, you do not pay a death tax anyway. There is no estate tax.
But there are a lot of people who have accumulated more than that because $1 million isn't that much.
We need to come back down to reality though, because I'm talking about there are a lot of people in the middle of the.
This is what I'm saying, Doug.
Your reality is very different than the average person. I'm talking about the average American does not die and have $1 million in assets. They don't. You can look at statistics.
I disagree. Well, I think there are a lot of people who have paid off their mortgage and their house. Their assets are in their house.
Right, but
I
they
don't
do,
agree with you.
But people don't. I will send you statistics on this. You can talk to economists. You're wrong on this one. Yeah. The average American does not die with $1 million of assets.
Average American died with $1 million.
I'm talking about the death tax. If you have less than $1 million, you don't pay estate tax anyway.
Your anger about this.
It's not anger, it's just facts. We have to be factual. We have to be factual here.
There are facts are in the beauty.
There's no
like
alternate
beauty,
facts here,
Doug.
You're either right.
Beholder.
No, that's not true. Yeah. That's alternate facts BS.
We don't agree on this. 10 before the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It is 53 past the hour, Tech Talk time, where we look at the rules and regulations as we try to understand what's going on in the world of technology. So what we do here every day, Victoria basically takes the bottom out of all of these things so that there's a commonality of understanding. How does this affect you, like Twitter rolling out stricter rules on bad content? We'll find out how that will affect you in just a matter of moments here. You're going to now think positively about the new year, just for a moment. Let's take 60 seconds and think about the new year and what your possibilities are. Do you have a job that you want to stay in? You love it? Or do you have in the back of your mind the desire to go find something that's better and new? If you're in the second category, in need for a new start, I can tell you right now, out there someplace is a business that wants your talent. And if you're going to look for a way to match yourself up, you don't have to really do anything, because most of the time when you post your resume on some of the web's leading job boards, it will be found by the technology that is ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter posts your job on all of these web boards. Technology being what it is, they can look, see, they call them, Victoria, I think, spiders or something like that. They just grab a hold of information, they bring it back to the person that's doing the hiring, and bingo, you've been matched. ZipRecruiter does not depend on the right candidates finding you. It will find them for you. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. So get yourself going. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used for growing businesses of all sizes, people in all sorts of industries and categories of employment. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep, that's it. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. Try it free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. So what's this new Twitter thing, the new rules?
And well, Twitter,
Twitter's very appropriate, anyway.
Yeah, Twitter's been under a lot of pressure to up their game when it comes to protecting people who are their users and eliminating violent and abusive content and images and symbols and all kinds of stuff. So now they actually rolled out brand new stricter policies, and so you will no longer, when people choose a Twitter handle that says, and there are plenty of political ones, dump Trump, and I won't even say the word, you know, obviously there are worse ones, plenty about Hillary, all those types of things. If there's something that's abusive or hateful in there, they're not going to be allowed to use that as a Twitter handle anymore. There are a lot of symbols that you wouldn't really want to see on Twitter as well. There's swastikas, there's Confederate flags, there's all kinds of stuff. And so those types of symbols are now going to be up for review, and Twitter's going to come out with some guidelines saying, okay, you cannot use these symbols because they are a message of hate, and you can't use this and that. So they're really trying to make it a safer place for everyone. And the first round of this is already in place right now, and monitors at the company, they're actually using human beings. This is actually good for jobs. Human beings at Twitter are now going to be individually weighing hateful imagery in the same way that they do graphic violence and adult content. So you're going to start to see some sensitive media labeling on things, so it'll be like a warning. And the interesting thing about this is in the way this affects business, that when they announced this, the Twitter stock soared because they know people are going to go back to Twitter now. It's been slightly on the decline as a social media platform, so people are going back to it. The stock went way up, knowing that it will be a safer place for everyone. So it's a good move all around.
All right, so now the folks in Washington have named Kim Jong-un and his gang, we should call the gang the North Koreans, for the cyber attack called WannaCry. Maybe
yeah.
Go back to that. What is WannaCry?
This was also called WannaCry. This was the big breach that really affected, I think it was something like over 100 million people in the U.S. were affected by this through various companies like Microsoft and things like that. Microsoft got hit really hard, and so now the U.S. government has officially said North Korea was behind this. They said, after careful investigation, we publicly attribute the massive WannaCry cyber attack to North Korea. The attack was widespread and cost billions of dollars, and North Korea is directly responsible. They're not messing around with this anymore. They're making sure that this sends a very clear message. The other thing that's interesting, they've also, in the U.S., the administration has also said they're no longer going to be buying any Russian software. And there's a company called Kaspersky Lab, and they make...
Kaspersky, yeah, right.
They make various software for government systems, and so the U.S. government will no longer be using any of those,
Norton. It's Kaspersky's like Norton and that bunch that are supposed to be protecting, what do they call it? It's not Norton's, it's...
Antivirus.
Antivirus, yeah, right. All right, 59 after on the DJV show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.